What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So, today, I'm going to bring up a topic that's pretty interesting. It involves Uri Geller. Again, I'm on my Uri Geller kick. I'll probably be on this for just a few episodes, and then we'll switch off. He's leaving his legacy behind, and I wanted to transmit some of that really interesting information. Now, when it comes to Uri, you know, we know all about his spoon bending and all that stuff, but what about these superpowers that he had to locate certain items for companies? Now, that's what I kind of want to talk about, the difference between doing something for free and out of altruism versus for profit and for gain, and whether or not he was successful at it, and whether or not it truly fascinated him in the end. Okay, so for Uri, he came from a poor, fatherless childhood. His mother had 8 pregnancies before him, and his father forced her to have 8 abortions. He was the 9th, and he feels like all of those 8 souls are all around him, helping guide him as well. Money to him was not really that big of a deal after he had it, but as a youngster, of course, it was probably one of the most important things, right? Because you needed to survive, and they lived in apartment buildings, they lived in small rooms because his dad was not around. His dad was a womanizer. So at first, once he learned about his capabilities, sure, yeah, he did definitely capitalize upon them. And what's interesting is it's not just like, hey, I'm going to go out into the street David Blaine style. He actually went with these huge corporations. He actually went out with Sir Val Duncan, former chairman and CEO of Rio Tinto Zinc. So this is one of the largest gold miners and oil British companies in the world. So you can look them up. It's pretty interesting. They're a huge British mining company. And so this guy, Sir Val Duncan, hires Uri and says, hey, I want you to come find some oil for me. So what he did was flew him out. He flies him out on a private jet out to Mallorca, which is a place I've never even heard of before, where they were going to go search for gold and oil. So what's interesting is Sir Val Duncan takes these little aluminum cans filled with oil and spreads them out all over the island and says, hey, I want you to go find these little cans, these little nuggets of gold out there, you know, of money out there. And so he does. He finds them. He flies them all over to do this. And what's interesting is he goes down to South Africa for Clive Mennell. They do more big mining excavations. He goes to Tokyo, helps them out there. He continues to deliver time and time and time again. It gets to the point where Yuri just says, you know what? I'm not getting out of bed for anything less than $1 million. This is it. He says, I have enough money. He's like, I really don't need to do this. He said, you know, basically he worked for a ton of intelligence companies, but that's besides the point. He was talking about his financial stability and he was good. He had made enough money. He had become independently wealthy. And he said, hey, you know what? I want to help people now. I want to help terminally ill kids. I want to fly them out to my house. I want them to enjoy life. I want to give them something that nobody else can. So he had made enough money to be able to provide those benefits to sick children. He got to the point where money did not motivate him. It came to him on a flight down to South America where the pilot could not find the airport for whatever reason. Maybe it was fog. I'm not sure. But they had to land on one of the main highways in South America. And Yuri was like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, what is the point of this? Is it just an ego trip? I don't understand why I need to keep going. Is it for the money? Money doesn't interest me anymore. So he took a sabbatical, basically, a one-year sabbatical to find spirituality. And so, like, you, obviously you would think, well, why wouldn't Yuri be spiritual? But he felt like he wasn't. He stated, I was ruthless. He stated that money was his main motivator for a period of time. But after he had obtained enough money, he said, you know, all I want to do is help people. There's too much frenzy, too much fame. People think I'm fake. People think I'm real. I'm kind of over it. And then he states, I got sick. So he gets sick. And he states that he took this sabbatical, learned about spirituality. He packed up. He went to go hang out with his brother-in-law, and they disappeared into a forest in Fuji, near Mount Fuji. They lived in the forest in a tiny hut for an entire year. Okay? So there is where he learned about spirituality, positivity. That's where he learned about meditation, inspiration, motivation, white light, not going towards these dark projects where they wanted, the CIA wanted to see if he could stop a pig's heart. They actually brought him into a room in the CIA over in Massachusetts, and they said, hey, it was just an all-white room with a pig in the middle of it. And they said, we want you to stop his heart. And Yuri froze, and he was terrified because he was an animal lover. He didn't want to participate in these dark projects. So this is where he found his spirituality. This is where he found his true motivation. He says he doesn't even touch money anymore. He doesn't have any agents. He doesn't have anybody bringing him jobs. If he wants to, he could. But decades ago, he decided to stop doing this. That if he needed money, all he would have to do is to pull out a map and he could utilize his extrasensory perception and his special skills to literally point out on a map where an oil rig would need to dig or where a gold excavation would need to take place. And that would be it. They would make the money. So he decided, you know what? I have more than enough money. I just want to take care of people. I just want to make sure everybody's safe. And if there's something special, if there's a special mission that, you know, the government needs or, you know, that will help people, I'll take it on. But that's really it. So it's fascinating to see how his life really did change from kind of a profiteering standpoint to where I'm not going to get out of bed for $1 million to he had this spiritual awakening. He got sick, took a year off, became spiritual, understood himself, his motivations, his desires, and then moved towards those to heal and to provide for sick children and to provide for the world. So fascinating stuff, really interesting stuff. We're going to talk about what's at the center of the earth, what Yuri tells us is at the center of the earth, and what's really special that's right in front of our faces that you might actually be wearing in the next episode. Now, just before I go, there are many healers out there that do things for free. Charlie Goldsmith is one of them. He heals people for free. He has a he has two companies. He heals people for free. I've done podcasts about him. Amazing guy. You can go on YouTube and he actually does recorded healings. You can go and listen to them. And you might be able to gain healing for yourself simply by watching these recordings. People have reported it, reported feeling better, and he focuses on certain parts of the body. Go listen to him. I'm telling you, you will feel better. There's a lot of these people that do have these special powers. Some of them do go towards the money because we do need money to survive. And some people are drawn towards the dark side. And then they might realize, hey, this isn't the way I want to go. I want to veer off. I want to go towards the light. And so it's fascinating how different people can turn around. I'm not saying Yuri was bad in his younger years at all. But I think that anytime you have powers, they can lead you one way and they can lead you another. So I will leave you with that. I'm going to bring up a really interesting topic on the next episode. Yuri claims to know what's at the center of the earth and what's powering the earth, as well as what's powering some things that might be on your body right now. So tune in. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. You have positivity and power within. Continue to follow that positive light. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.